Hello, word nerds. Welcome to this episode of The Dictionary. It is the top of page 137, and I have a burp coming on because I just drank some water. Well, that was weird. Okay, the first word is the fourth form of bluff, B-L-U-F-F, noun from 1845. 1A, an act or instance of bluffing. 1B, the practice of bluffing. 2, one who bluffs. Now we have the word bluing. It is basically the word blue with ing, but it could also be spelled with no e. Noun from 1669. A preparation used in laundering to counteract yellowing of white fabrics. Next is bluish, adjective from the 14th century. Somewhat blue. And did we have, this is bluish with no e, but I think we probably had bluish with an e, and I am looking through, actually no, I'm not seeing that one. Okay, for some reason I thought that I had read it. Okay, so this one is somewhat blue, having a tinge of blue. Bluishness is a noun. All right, next is blunder. It is the first form, verb from the 14th century. First are intransitive. 1, to move unsteadily or confusedly. I feel like that's how I walk through life. Number 2, to make a mistake through stupidity, ignorance, or carelessness. Next is transitive. Number 1, to utter stupidly, confusedly, which is a great word, or thoughtlessly. Number 2, to make a stupid, careless, or thoughtless mistake in. Blunderer is a noun, and blunderingly is an adverb. This is from Middle English, blundrin, probably of Scandinavian origin, akin to the Old Norse blunda, which means to shut one's eyes, or doze. That is from a Norwegian dialect, blundra. Now we have the second form of blunder. It is a noun from 1693. A gross error or mistake resulting usually from stupidity, ignorance, or carelessness. And then a synonym is the word error, E-R-R-O-R. Next is blunderbuss, blunder with a B-U-S-S, one word, noun from 1654. Number 1, a muzzle-loading firearm with a short barrel and flaring muzzle to facilitate loading. Okay. Number 2, a blundering person. This is from the folk etymology from the obsolete Dutch donderbus, D-O-N-D-E-R-B-U-S, from the Dutch donder, which means thunder, plus the obsolete dunder word, which means bus, which means gun, so thunder gun. That's where the whole gun definition comes from. How it went from donder to blunder, I don't know why they just didn't keep it like that, but okay. Next we have the word blunt, B-L-U-N-T. It is the first form, adjective from the 13th century. 1A, slow or deficient in feeling. Synonym is insensitive. 1B, obtuse in understanding or discernment. Synonym is dull. Number 2, having an edge or point that is not sharp. As in, a blunt instrument. 3A, abrupt in speech or manner. 3B, being straight to the point. Synonym is direct. And then it says, another synonym, see the words dull and bluff. Ah, well, at least one of them is our dwarves. Was dull in there too? No, it wasn't. Maybe that would be the seventh one. Bluntly is an adverb, and bluntness is a noun. Now we have the second form of blunt. It is a verb from the 14th century. Transitive is first, to make less sharp, definite, or forceful. And then intransitive, to become blunt. And now we have the third form of blunt, noun from 1990, a cigar that has been hollowed out and filled with marijuana. This is from, let's see, blunt is a short, thick cigar, so that the cigar is already called a blunt, which is, I guess, from the first form of blunt that I read a bit ago. It's a cigar made with tobacco leaves, And then they take the tobacco out. The paper is tobacco leaves. And then they take the ground up tobacco inside, take it out, and they fill it with the marijuana. If you are a young person listening to this, go talk to an adult and have a real conversation about this. Next is blunt trauma. Two words, noun from 1962. A usually serious injury caused by a blunt object or surface. As in, died of blunt trauma to the head. Nobody wants that. Now we have the word blur, B-L-U-R. First form, noun from 1519. One, a smear or stain that obscures. Number two, something vaguely or indistinctly perceived, especially something moving or occurring too quickly to be clearly seen. This is perhaps akin to the Middle English bleren, which means to blear. Next, we have the second form of blur. It is a verb from 1520. Transitive is first. One, to obscure or blemish by smearing. Number two, synonym is sully. Three, to make dim, indistinct, or vague in outline or character. Number four, to make cloudy or confused. Now we have intransitive. One, to make blurs. Number two, to become vague or indistinct. Blurringly, did I say that right? Or blurringly, that would be the word. That is an adverb. Now we have the word blurb, B-L-U-R-B. First form, noun from 1914. A short publicity notice, as on a book jacket. And this word was coined by Gelett Burgess. Gelett is G-E-L-E-T-T, Burgess. I wonder what the thought process was. What was going on in Gelett's head when he or she, probably he, but he or she said a blurb. All right, now we have the second form of blurb. It is a transitive verb from 1915, to describe or praise in a blurb. Next is blurry, adjective from 1884, lacking definition or focus. Blurrily is an adverb, and blurriness is a noun. And now we have our last word for this episode. It is blurt, B-L-U-R-T, transitive verb from 1573. To utter abruptly and impulsively, usually used with the word out. Blurt out. Blurter is a noun. So we had bluff, bluing, bluish, blunder, blunder, blunderbuss, blunt, 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 blunt trauma, blur, blur, blurb, blurb, blurry, blurt. I am going to pick blunderbuss as the word of the episode because, blundering people can sometimes be funny, but also the word is a funny word. Thank you very much for listening. Rate and review and share and tell all the people who you think need to learn some new words. This has been Spencer Dispensing Information. Goodbye.